Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me once again is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, there was a little bit of a surprise last week. We weren't expecting that.
Right. The November forecast, the budget forecast for the state came out last week. And this is the report that kind of gives the legislature and the state government a heads up on what they're going to be dealing with in terms of budgeting.
In this case, there wasn't definitely
it
in the black.
It was a surprise. Yeah. Everyone was expecting half a billion to $1 billion deficit, and we came in at almost $1 billion surplus.
Yeah, that's just a really kind of a head scratcher. What I found interesting was a number of legislators kind of piped up and said, well, that's really great, but let's wait till February. One of the things that makes me wonder a little bit about this recent announcement is, you know, I think there might be some reasons why that number might not be as legitimate. For instance, budgets that haven't been spent yet before the end of the year and that sort of stuff.
Right. There's still going to be a lot of tinkering with this past year's budget, even though this next session is a bonding session technically. They'll be, you know, tinkering around with the budget, which they always do. There's a whole issue of LGA. There's an issue of education. Mm-hmm. You know, we had the fights over where we were going to cut. Now we may be looking at fights over where we're going to be trying to spend something. And, of course, legislators don't want to start jumping up and down and shouting hooray yet, because November to February is 3 months. A lot of stuff can happen.
Right. And I think there are certainly some anticipation, some holding of breath, if you will, about how the holiday season's going to go in terms of tax revenue. Mm-hmm. I mean, if people are very tight with their money, there won't be as much tax collected. It's just kind of the basics on that.
Right. And plus, you know, as much as we like to think Minnesota is an island, we still have the national economy to deal with and this whole situation in Europe, which, you know, as much as we don't necessarily think about it, really does affect us here, too. And so we could be doing better, but there could be other things that, you know, can be throwing a wrench in the works.
Sure. So I guess, you know, good news on the one hand, but also we should be cautious about how things will progress when we hear in February how things are going. Maybe it'll be good news again. But in any case, I kind of suspect one of the first entities to be, I guess, rewarded for their patience, in my view, would probably be K through 12 education.
Probably. That's the one that had the most shifting around mm-hmm. with their funds and money being held off and schools having to borrow money to make up for things like that. So that will probably be at the top of the list mm-hmm. of groups that will be, they'll try to make whole with these if we have a surplus.
If we have a surplus yeah. in February, we'll find out.
We'll call it guardedly optimistic.
Guarded optimism. Well, it's better than the alternative. So thanks, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.